this man in his brain.
Okay, that was just disturbing. That was Weird Al Yankovic, in case you're wondering what in heaven's name that was. That was Santa Went Crazy. And this is Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am Heather, and it's just about time to wrap up the show for the night. Thank goodness, too, because it seems I've run out of tasteful Christmas music to play. But I do want to let you know that if you're on your own on Christmas Day and you can't afford to make yourself a nice meal, you can get one at the Carnegie Community Center. You can buy tickets on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. They're only $1.50. And on Christmas Day, the serving starts at 5 o'clock. So Carnegie Community Center, Main and Hastings. And you know, if you're new to Vancouver, or if you've just never discovered this fact about Vancouver before, and you're alone on Christmas Day and you're feeling really bummed out, believe it or not, it's not that hard to find a business that's open. If you go downtown to the city, Blends has a number of locations that are open. A lot of the hotel lounges are open. There's a surprising number of restaurants open on Christmas Day. So don't be alone. Go out and hang out with other people who are alone, and it will, you know, there's always a sense of community going on in downtown Vancouver. If you want to get in touch with Queer FM, I always like to hear from you. You can email me at queerfmradio@gmail.com. You can also send snail mail to Queer FM, care of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, room 233, 6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. And you can join the Queer FM Facebook group. You can check out the Queer FM blog at queerfm.blog.ca. And that's about it. Stay tuned, because M-Bot and S-Bot are next with All Awesome in Your Ears. And I will talk to you on the 27th. And since I've run out of tasteful Christmas music to play, why don't I close the show with the same thing that I opened the show with, or almost opened the show with, only a different version of it. I can't listen to Katie Lang's version of Hallelujah enough at Christmas time, so why not play it twice on the show? But this is the version from her Juno Awards performance. So here we go. Katie Lang performing Hallelujah at the Juno Awards. And have yourself a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Night, night.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, major left, a baffled king composing Hallelujah. 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 Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty, and the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. Hallelujah.
been here before. I've seen this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. But I saw your flag on the marble arch. Our love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken heart. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love is how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone.
Time right now?
It looks low. The levels look low, but
why do they look
good.
So low?
It's okay, we're fine. Good evening, everyone.
And welcome to All Awesome in Your Ears.
This is our very special holiday edition.
We forgot to say what station we're on.
On CITR.
101.9 FM.
You know if you're listening to this.
It is a very special holiday edition of the show.
It is also transmission number 37.
It is.
As well. But that's not why it's special.
It's sort of special, though, because it's pretty high up there.
It is a high number. It is a high number. If it was out of 50, it would be fairly high.
Fairly high.
If it was out of 40, it would be extremely high.
If it was out of 38, it would be like up
almost
really.
As high as it goes. Okay.
So I'm MBot.
And I'm SBot.
And shall we just get into it?
Sure, do you want to say the first part or the second part?
Oh. I don't know. I don't care. You pick.
Why don't you say the first part and I'll say the second part?
Does the first part include the part after the colon?
Yes.
Okay. The theme of transmission number 37 is The Ghosts of Robots Past, an Xmas Story.
As outputted by MBot and SBot, in progression of 12 25s.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded pretty good.
I think that sounded great.
Do you guys get the 12-25 thing? I thought it was clever at the time, but it sounds dumber.
No, I think it's clever, but it makes more sense when you read it.
That's right. If you go to our Facebook page, you can read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this is the holiday season, according to us.
That's right. Last year, we did a non-denominational Jesus Christ Christmas party.
Show?
Yeah.
and Christmas party.
Which included just songs that talked about Christianity, I feel like. Or drop the Jesus name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or some J-bombs.
Some J-bombs. It was really non-denominational.
And
we're good at that.
And this year, our Xmas special is devoted to, I don't know, Christmas songs from our past.
Songs that remind us of Christmas.
That's right. For me, it's exclusively my childhood. These are all songs pulled from my childhood. Little S-Bot in pajamas.
Mine include songs pulled entirely from my childhood. And by childhood, I mean most of them were last year. So I'd probably also be wearing pajamas too, though.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Pajamas really never go out of style.
Mm-mm. With little feeties and everything.
They're not regular clothes. They're just clothes you wear inside.
To sleep in.
To sleep in or to eat cereal in.
Mm-hmm.
Or obviously open your advent calendars in.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Or by the Christmas tree. Or, as in my house, the Christmas palm.
So, let's start. Oh, it's in progression of 12-25s, so we're going to start. We're going to imagine as though we were both the same bot, and we're going to start from childhood and work our way up.
To adult bots.
To adult bothood. So we're going to start off with the Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks, although at the time of this song, they were just the Chipmunks.
I think that's good. It doesn't single anyone out.
Exactly. Exactly. And
so
there weren't other Chipmunks competing.
No.
So that they had to be like, oh, it's actually Alvin and...
No, it's just their brothers. They're bros.
They were just the Chipmunks. This is from their 1958 12-inch single, The Chipmunk Song, Christmas Don't Be Late. Has a real special place in my heart.
I thought it was a 7-inch. You didn't even read that right.
What did I just say?
I think you said 12-inch.
Oh, I did. It's not a 12-inch. Don't try to find it. It's a 7-inch. And it's amazing.
It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
It's good. Let's get into it. I'm sure you know it as well, but enjoy it with us right now.
Mm-hmm,
here
mm-hmm.
we go.
Pajamas.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay!
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing it.
Oh, wait a minute, boys.
Dad, Teddy, why can't we sing it?
Alvin, cut that out. Wait a second. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out?
Welcome back.
Exactly what you expected, right?
Pretty much exactly what you expected out of that. That was just the Chipmunks, pre-Alvin and the Chipmunks, although Alvin was there, as well as Theodore and Simon. And that was the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, which was written by Ross Bagdasarian, who I guess, I'm assuming, invented the Chipmunks, which were a musical group, which were like records before there were a television show of any kind.
It's,
I guess,
true.
They were probably just the cover of the album at the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We also just wanted to let you know that you might notice that we sound a little bit like we're on an AM radio right now. Like it's like we're coming out of an AM station.
That was totally purposeful. It actually took us months.
Totally purposeful.
Months to come up with this kind of technology that would allow us to sound like we're on an old AM radio.
Mm-hmm. It's for the holiday spirit.
And for the songs that we're playing, because we're, you know, culling them out of the 50s at this moment. Mm-hmm. Although, when we get to more recent songs, it'll still stay the same.
Yeah, but it's for ironic purposes, then.
Funny, hey? Haha, ironic, funny. All right, mm-hmm. moving right along. We're going to get to...
I feel like we should be wearing, like, hats and drinking mulled wine.
We could be.
We could be. You guys don't even know.
We could be. Let's get it, then. Let's get it out of the fridge.
this mulled wine is really good.
Oh, thanks for getting me this hat, too. It looks nice.
It does. It does.
Oh, it's hitting the mic.
Oh, don't hit your mic with your hat.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back. Charlie Brown Christmas, it's time. This will be two tracks. Vince Guaraldi, or Guaraldi. I always don't pronounce the L, but this is the Vince Guaraldi trio who did all the music for Charlie Brown's Christmas. I don't know if he did music prior. Like, I don't know if this was the first music that was for Charlie Brown, but this is what I remember. Anytime I see Charlie Brown, this is what reminds me of it.
It's a pretty classical Charlie Brown sound, I think.
It is. It is from the CBC special, which aired in 1965, and this is the soundtrack from it. And we're going to start off with O Tannenbaum, followed by Christmas Time Is Here, the vocal version, which follows the instrumental version.
And while you're listening to the vocal version of Christmas Time Is Here, I just want you guys to pay special attention to the end. You might get a special Snoopy treat.
There could be some treats in there. Just imagine you're watching the film, and it'll all make sense. Everything cues up just right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Charlie Brown's Christmas, enjoy. Thank you.
must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I wanna be your old lover. I wanna be your man. I want you to understand.
Okay, we're back.
Did you hear that treat?
That was Charlie Brown getting slammed into a tree through snow.
Wow, wonderful. Snoopy. Sometimes you can be such a jerk.
Of all the Charlie Browns, you're the Charlie Browniest.
You loved that line.
I really do like that line.
You loved it.
That was nice. I'm sure you enjoyed it thoroughly as well. That was just Vince Guaraldi, a trio with Christmas Time Is Here, and before that was O Tannenbaum. And you can hear many of those songs in Wes Anderson films.
Hmm.
Especially the Royal Tenenbaums, which obviously pulled its name similarly from potentially that title, the title of that last song.
Hmm.
Okay, up next, this was a real hunt for me. When me and my sister bought were little robots, there's one. We had a record player, as many families did, and we didn't have too many records. We had one Christmas album. It was called Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by the Carolers, which I've only discovered recently, because at the time I didn't know. And then we since lost our record player as well as all of our records, and it's been a hunt ever since to track this down. About a year ago, we found it again, at least the music for it, and then for this show, I found at least some MP3s of it. I found it on cassette before. But it is cherished in my family. The Carolers were, who are also called the Peter Pan Players or the Peppermint Candy Kids.
Oh my god.
Were a part of Peter Pan Records, who like specifically made children's albums during the 50s and 60s. And these were, like, original recordings for children for Christmas. And they have, like, a massive Christmas cult following now online of people trying to track it down and, like, find songs. For instance, the year of this album is unknown. Like, despite all of the research I tried to do, it's sometime between, like, sometime in the 50s or 60s. I did find a version that is going on eBay for $200. We'll see. We'll see if I end up getting that. Maybe you know these two, which would be a real treat for you as well. The first one is Who's That Up on the Roof? And following that is I Want an Elephant for Christmas. I really wanted to find the Christmas tree that ran away, but it's impossible to find.
And I think it's important to note that what we're playing for you is someone obviously just recorded, like, by holding a microphone up to a record player, and it's just a recording.
Yeah, it's just a recording record of the vinyl, because it only exists on vinyl. When I said earlier that last year we got the cassette, it was somebody who recorded it, like, with a cassette recorder up to the vinyl, like, up to the record player to record it for us. It only exists as this super, uber hard-to-get vinyl Christmas album by the obscure Caroliers. But here it is. I'm certain you'll love it. Who's That Up on the Roof, followed by I Want an Elephant for Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho!
You can't fool me, oh no siree. I'm not so dumb. That's Daddy in a Santa Claus suit, downstairs kissing Mom. I know there is no Santa Claus, and now I've got the proof. But if that's Dad downstairs kissing Mom, who's that up on the roof?
Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof?
Appeared on a space, zooming in from outer space. Ho, ho, hoing all over the place.
Who's that up on the roof?
He's got eight reindeer, and there's one with a shiny nose. Who led that sleigh all the way from where the north wind blows? Now could it be? Oh, no, can't be. Think I'm some kind of goof. I know there is no you-know-who, but who's that up on the roof?
Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof?
Big red suit, white beard on his face. Zoom in from outer space. Ho, ho, hoing all over the place.
Who's that up on the roof?
He's heading for the chimney with a pack on his back. And loads of toys for girls and boys sticking out of that sack. Maybe I'm dreaming, maybe not, but I played safe, you see. Hung up my stocking just in case. No, sir, can't fool me.
Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof?
Big red suit, white beard on his face. Zoom in from outer space. Oh, ho, hoing all over the place.
Who's that up on the roof?
Who's that down there?
No fair! I asked first.
Who's that up on the roof?
Down there saying, who's that up here?
Who's that up on the roof?
Could it really be?
Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof? Who's that up on the roof?
Ho, ho. I want an elephant for Christmas, just like the one down at the zoo. A real get him through the door. Oh, I want an elephant for Christmas. I promise he'll be loved and well fed. But if I can't have an elephant for Christmas, I'll take a hippopotamus instead.
I want an elephant for Christmas, just like the one down at the zoo.
Yes, I'll take a little puppy dog instead. Named Sam. Yes, I'll take a little puppy dog instead. Here's Sam.
Love to have a puppy dog. Woo!
UBC Film Society. The Norm Theater, located in the sub-main concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information. Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
Oh, you should have seen S-Bot. He was doing a little dance, a little baby robo dance.
I was talking about the part in the I Want an Elephant for Christmas where it gets kind of like tribal, like jungly. Boom, 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 boom.
Like perhaps an elephant?
Maybe like an elephant charging through a forest or perhaps just along a street. That was me and my sisters. That was a real favorite part of ours.
It was very cute.
By the way, you are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And this is our holiday show. Shall we reintroduce the show?
Yeah, do you want me to say the first part this time?
Yeah, I do.
This is The Ghosts of Robots Past, an Xmas story.
As outputted by MBOT and SBOT in progression of 1225s.
Yes, this is our very special Xmas show. And that was just The Caroliers, which is a real jewel from my youth. With I Want an Elephant for Christmas, and before that was Who's That Up on the Roof?
Ugh, this was really, like, I feel like for your section, I was really enjoying the mulled wine and the hat and snuggling up to the fireplace. And then I feel for my section, it would be more like you'd be wearing, like, a beer hat and maybe...
And doing keg stands.
Keg stands, and maybe you're snuggling up to the fireplace. Place channel that's on the cable.
That's right.
You know the fireplace channel where it's just a log fire burning, and then every once in a while
a hand comes in and pokes it with a poker. There was also an Easter version of that with bunnies that were hopping around, and every once in a while the bunnies would get a little bit friendly with each other, and then hands would come in and separate them. Or like bunnies would sometimes get taken out because they like weren't fit for TV.
Whoa!
Try to find that too. That'd be a hunt. I don't think it'll ever air again.
That is my new plan for Easter. I'm stoked about that.
It's a really good one.
No, I'm just kidding. Not all keg stands for mine. Just a few. I feel like we're still in the holiday spirit here. I'm just gonna kick it off with one track. What is that noise? Stop
it! Is
it
you?
It's me. Oh no. There we go.
All right.
It's fine. We handled it. So we're going to start it off with... Okay, basically what I did was I picked a song that reminded me of each of my best friends that have to do with, like, the Christmas holidays or around, like, New Year's or Christmas time or December or really winter in general. but the first one is kind of, like, reminds me of my parents. And it is a choir called Cocopelli Choir, which is a youth choir in Edmonton. I think they're from... You can't be older than, like, 25 to be in it.
Okay.
And when I was younger, I used to sing in a youth choir as well. And we would always compete against them, and they were always really good, and they had choreography, and they'd always kick our asses. And then... After a couple years later, they decided that music really shouldn't be a competition, and so they stopped doing those and started touring to... Recently, my friend was in the choir, and they toured to Africa and just went to different countries and brought music to villages, and they do a lot of that kind of, like, volunteer work, and they're amazing.
What was their choreography?
Like, I don't know.
Like some, hand movements?
Like some, okay, they did this one song where they're on a train, and then they all made, like, it looked as though they were on a train.
The choo-choo movement.
Yeah. It was good, though. It was really good.
Well, they beat you, so.
I know, right? anyways, this is off of their album from 2001 called Believe, and they record and sell their stuff for, I don't know, charity or something. Mm-hmm. And this track is called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. This album is probably the most religious I will ever get. Just gonna put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's bring this show 40 years into the future.
Nah.
future. Really Christmassy, right?
Very Christmassy.
Like, surprisingly like so for me, I think.
Church-going Christmassy.
I know, but they're cool.
No, it sounded good.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Glee.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it sounds like Glee. And I was like, I'm going to talk about Glee now. I hope that everybody's been watching Glee.
It almost makes me cringe. It's very difficult for me to watch. I just get embarrassed
when I watch it. It's so good. I watched an episode yesterday that was very touching.
Was it, though?
Yeah.
I just can't take it when the teacher, like the male teacher, just starts singing.
I know, you hate that.
And he, like, turns to the camera and sings and really means it. I can't do it.
You know what? It seems like it's a really fluffy show, but if you keep watching, there's some, like, really touching
moments.
Maybe,
you know what? Maybe I haven't given it a fair chance.
Did you watch the Single Ladies episode?
No, that was the one I was trying to watch when we ended up having the one where he forms a boy band with, like, all the other, like, 40-year-old teachers, and he turns to the camera and goes, "This is how we do it." And, but he, like, really, really means it a lot, and all the moms, like, totally love him. It was really tough to watch.
That's so funny to me. The one that's titled Wheels is very touching. It may or may not.
I already can't handle it just based off of its title. But
it's about.
I imagine I know what it's about.
The boy in the wheelchair.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's so good. I almost cried. There was a lot of, like, moments about accepting others.
You know what? If they have a Christmas special, I'll watch it. Let's put it that way.
All right.
That's how much I love the holidays.
Or you could just listen to Coco Felli and then pretend that you're watching Glee.
I just did.
Okay, so you just heard the Coco Felli Choir with the song Sweet, Sweet Spirit off of Believe. I secretly, not so secretly, just wanted to be in that band always. Or in that choir.
In that choir.
Yeah.
Secretly, not so secretly.
Okay. So up next is a little set dedicated to the Triangle Bots.
Oh.
From the Triangle. Oh, no.
Oh, speaking of Triangle Bots.
Oh, wait, it's one of them.
It's Q-tron.
It's Q-tron. That's weird. I should just turn off my cell phone.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess so, whatever. It adds,
like, it adds phone calls.
Phone calls and
it adds the sounds of ringing.
And noises and things. And it's always when I'm talking, too, so that I have to do things to it, and it's...
Or it's because my cell phone is off.
Mine's not.
It's that, you know what, I wouldn't be getting any calls anyways.
So anyways, this is two songs dedicated to the Triangle Bots, the girls from the Triangle. First is Hoxley Workman off of his Christmas album, because he has one of those, called Almost a Full Moon. And Q-Bot, or Q-tron, who just called, she plays this song every single year for me, and she always wears a hat and dances around when she plays it. And she only plays it once a year when it snows for the first time, because this song is called First Snow of the Year. And every year she bursts into my room and is wearing a hat and is like, it's snowing for 5 years now. So this one's, that's Hoxley Workman first. And then following that is M83. This is off of their album Saturdays Equals Youth. And it continues to be the track Skin of the Night. And this was when Ava Nader and I took a road trip last December to Kamloops. And while we were driving to Kamloops and it was all foggy and kind of snowing and we were in the trees, we listened to this album. So it reminds me of winter times.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
I know. See, look, I have...
Who doesn't love the holidays?
I'm not always grouchy.
You what? You're never grouchy.
Just about Christmas sometimes.
I know. Okay. You're a little bit of a Grinch.
I'm a little bit of a Grinch.
But even... look at the Grinch.
I know.
Look how big that heart got.
I know. Three times a day. All right, so here's Hoxley Workman and First Snow of the Year, and then M83 with Skin of the Night.
It's the first snow of the year. I guess it happens once a year. It's the first snow of the year. Oh, glory! And dogs in the neighborhood are going crazy. And even all the old ones that are usually lazy. It's the first snow of the year. I wonder, will it stay for good? I wonder, will it be here in the morning? When I wake up to meet the day, will the fresh white snow still around me lay? It's the first snow of the year. And I know that by February, my thoughts on snow will be contrary. But this it's the first snow of the year, so put the bicycles away and clear the walkways with the borrowed shovel. And I heard this year was gonna be trouble. If you thought last year was bad, this year's supposed to be double. But you can never ever tell, and it's probably just as well. Take the toboggan to the nearest valley. The thing home under a half-lit moon. It's the first snow of the year. And I know that by February, my thoughts on snow will be contrary. But this is now, and there is better. It's the first snow of the year. So I think we should go. Light a candle where we lay.
first snow of the year.
Thank you.
What might one hear when listening to an episode of Mondo Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM?
I love you so much, Madonna.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
And that's why I'm going to kill you.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
I'm calling the police now! Hey, I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on CITR, I play electro and indie rock, and I give away free concert tickets, and you should totally listen, because it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay. We're ready.
All right. Was it weird for you to hear that first Snow of the Year song now when it's not snowing?
A little bit. A little bit.
This is the second time you've heard it this year, though.
It is. It is. It's a bit much for me. As cheery as it is.
It is a cheery
one. It's just a once-a-year type of thing. So, yeah, that was Hawksley Workman with First Snow of the Year off of Almost a Full Moon. And then the epic Skin of the Night M83 track.
That is an epic song.
Such a good track. Like, can you not imagine how awesome a road trip to that album would be?
I imagine it being extremely intense.
Mm-hmm. We also listened to the latest Sigur Rós a lot when we were on that trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty
I dare epic. I dare you to say the name of it.
Nope, that's why I said the latest.
You can just say the one with gobbledygook.
You just wanted to say gobbledygook. I know you.
That's true.
All right, so this is our last set. These are both things that happened last holiday season. Actually, this first song is, I feel, a joint effort.
when was it, though? Was it December?
Okay, so S-Bot and I went to go see Fake Blood the day before I left for my Christmas holiday.
Oh, that's true.
I was so drunk that I didn't pack a bunch of things. And when I got to the airport, I was vomiting. And it was the worst plane ride I've ever had back home. Because we went to see Fake Blood the night before. And it was messy. It was a messy night.
There was some intoxication, it's true.
Yeah. See, this was keg stand time. This is my keg stand set.
This is getting further away from family and... Well, it's still friends. But more so, like, an event.
See, but now we're adult bots, right? Like, you spend time with your friends when you're an adult bot.
I know. They become your family.
They do. In a way. A special kind of family.
A special kind of family.
Called friends.
Called puking the next morning at the airport. The airport.
Anyways, this track is off of the Marge single, and it's Blood Splashing.
Is the name of the track.
Yeah. Which is so Christmassy.
Which is super, right? Super Jesus Christ Christmassy.
And then we're going to close off the show with Mastercraft. This is Bounce featuring N.O.R.E. and Isis off of Fist of God. And last Christmas, I also went to go see Mastercraft and Steve Aoki play while I was at home in Edmonton. And also got pukey drunk.
The holidays really just mean vomiting for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is just
what I'm talking
barf,
about.
It's just barf time.
This is what my Christmas spirit is.
Barfing.
Do you want to say barfing one more time?
I forgot. I was like trying to think of my favorite word for puke and vomit, and it's barf. Which is why I said it twice.
So there you go. That's what we're going to close the show off with. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Up next is Mondo Trasho.
With Maxwell Waxwell.
And then Transcendence.
With DJ Smiley Mike.
And maybe you'll have some more mulled wine fireplace times with them.
Yeah, maybe they'll be having... Christmas shows too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, if not, I guess this will have to be it for you.
We will see you in 2 weeks' time with our Best of 2009 show.
2K9.
The Best of 2K9.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's gonna be a really good one.
It's gonna be sick. All right. Well,
happy Xmas,
happy
everybody.
Xmas. This mulled wine is still good.
I hear a sound that is new and real.
stand clear, 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 take blood.
Bounce high. All I do is party. Ha, ha, ha. She poppin' shit. Poppin'. is party. Ha, 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 ha.
All I do is party. Ha, 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 ha.
Bounce low.
Bounce low.
Bounce high. All I do is party, ha, 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 ha. All I do is party, ha, 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 ha. Bounce low,
bounce low,
bounce high,
bounce high.
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 All I do is party, ha, 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 ha.
All I do is party, ha, 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 ha.
Bounce low,
bounce low,
bounce high,
bounce high.
All I do is party, ha, 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 ha.
And transmission.
Good.
That sound okay?
Yeah.